From the interim director, Department of Family Care, submitting an informational report on the effects of multiple care management organizations operating family care in Milwaukee County. Also considered by the Planning and Finance and Audit, information only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, Ms. Fletcher.
Thank you, Madam Chair, County Board Supervisors. The department wanted to make the board aware. As you know, there are two managed care organizations in Milwaukee County, the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care and Community Care Incorporated, otherwise known as CCI. We have both been operating in Milwaukee County since November of 2009. I received a call at the very end of December from the State Department of Health Services to let me know that CCI has been given a risk-sharing arrangement by the State Department of Health Services because there some financial challenges that they are facing. The way that it was explained to me was that after the first 1% of losses, the State Department of Health Services will share equally in any losses of CCI in just the CCI program in Milwaukee County. I did follow up and asked, since there were seemed to be some financial difficulties, whether enrollments were going to be suspended until they had, so to speak, got back on their feet. They are not. They did indicate, the state did tell me that CCI was going to be reducing rates that they pay to their provider agencies in their network. I did include a copy of the letter that went out. We have many jointly shared provider agencies between the Department of Family Care and CCI. And I also wanted to bring the board up to speed in the event that providers call the board with concerns about these rate reductions. Sometimes when providers, members, anyone here is family care, because Milwaukee County was for so long the only care management organization in Milwaukee County. So when people hear family care and they hear that there's a rate reduction, the assumption will be that it's the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care, but it is not. We are not going and doing these wholesale rate reductions for our provider agencies. So just to let you know, if you get any constituent calls, that this doesn't pertain to us. Okay, any questions?
No, just so that the committee is aware, this was brought to my attention earlier in the month. Kelly has been working on it from Intergovernmental Relations. Chairman Mayo's been brought up to speed, and the county executive is supposed to be sending a letter to Madison in regards to this. Because, as everybody probably knows, you know, when we began family care, Milwaukee County found themselves in a situation where we were struggling financially. And suffice it to say, the state stepped forward with no assistance whatsoever to Milwaukee County. That includes provider reductions, running through our, you know, we burned up our reserve fund, and we've actually paid them back. We're the only MCO in the state that's solvent through our inception and or through this transition. And I think that's something that, you know, Ms. Ledger should and Mr. Hodgson should be very proud of. It's something, of course, you won't read about in the newspaper or the state's not sending out memos on it. But I do think it's worth bringing up. This is something, again, that, you know, there's just a horrible double standard when it comes to the state and the county of Milwaukee. So I appreciate the report, Supervisor Rice.
Thank you. Could you just expand a little bit on the risk-sharing agreement issue that's mentioned in the memo and what implications, if any, there are for our county fiscal situation?
And I'm sorry, for the record, sure. I just want to, in fairness, we should mention that this is the old administration, the Doyle administration, which offered this, risk-sharing to family care. And it's not the new administration, as far as I'm aware, has been made aware, but hasn't had proper time actually to act on it. So,
and as a favor, it's very difficult to hear. There's noise behind. I can't get any closer to you.
Okay.
I'm 70 and I'm not that good at hearing. Please, could people speak up? This is an extremely vital meeting.
Okay.
On the agenda, and I was told it was at 9, it's at 8. I'm already a very capable person. discussion. Please, would you be kind enough all to speak up? We're very important to Milwaukee County residents.
Okay, thank you very much. And we apologize about the 8 a.m. start. There's the State of the County address at 12 noon today, and so we had to adjust our schedule accordingly. And we did notice this last week that we would be meeting at 8 o'clock as soon as we had made that decision. So I apologize for that. And we will definitely try to speak up.
Thank you.
All right. Ms. Ledger.
Thank you. Madam Chair, Supervisor Rice, the risk-sharing arrangement, and Mr. Hodson can provide more fiscal detail on that, does not pertain to the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care. This is an arrangement that the State Department of Health Services is entering into solely with CCI for the provision of their family care managed care organization in Milwaukee County. What I think is important to note as well is that when Chairwoman West indicated that when Milwaukee County had struggled many years ago, we did come down, we very nearly down to $46,000 expended our reserves, which is a pretty small sum of money. The risk-sharing arrangement that the state is outlining for CCI only requires them to bring their reserves down to their minimum, so it doesn't require them to expend those reserves all the way down the way that Milwaukee County did years ago. And again, it was when that happened that the county stepped in, fully restored those reserves, and the managed care organization, as Chairman West indicated, did pay back the county in full and ahead of time. Do you have something that you wanted to add on that?
Sure. I guess a couple of things. In regards to the risk loss share agreement, just so everybody's aware, when this whole rate setting methodology comes out for all the MCOs and they set rates annually and that, there's a pool of money, and basically, it's when they set the rates, it's known as being budget neutral. So what they'll do is they'll normalize the data. So what they'll do is they'll sometimes take away from one and give to another. So in this whole risk loss share agreement, I guess all I'm saying here is as funds get depleted and they're not fully utilizing all their reserves as was required of other MCOs, that puts pressure on the pool of money that's out there, which puts pressure on the other MCOs. So we don't know specifically what that'll mean going into we've received preliminary rates for 2011, but we won't know what that'll mean for, let's say, 2012 and beyond. But this, so everybody's aware, this is the second risk loss share agreement Community Care has received. This is not the first. This is the second one. So I need to emphasize that too, because when Milwaukee County went through the level of difficulty, we had to put together a solvency plan for the Department of Health Services, and we had to follow it, and we were watched heavily in doing so. And truthfully, I'll say it because I feel very confident of it. If we were to we believe we probably could assume the responsibility of those members that are already residing within that organization, and probably do it for a much more cost-effective rate as we speak. I mean, I would need to get the de-identified data just to confirm that of those members that Community Care is serving, but I think we could, from a taxpayer standpoint, we could save the state some money.
Yeah, not to get too deeply involved in the mechanics of it, but as I read your memo, it indicates that the CCI is responsible for the first 1% of losses, however those are defined. And then after that, it's a 50-50 share on losses beyond that. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So doesn't that potentially have some impact on Milwaukee County if the state is picking up 50% of the losses in addition to 1%? Doesn't that eat into the additional into the available funds that might be available to Milwaukee County for other programs?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Rice, in the big picture, the pool of money, that would be correct. It's not going to just be solely on Milwaukee County, though. It would be a pressure placed on all the family care funds available.
Sure. All right, thank you.
Thank you. This is an informational item. If there's no further comments or questions from the committee, move on to item number 5.